We know there are times where you're just too busy to sort through the mass of information that comes your way. So to make it easier for you to stay informed, subscribe to The Morning Agenda, WITF's news podcast, where the only agenda is you.
Funding for The Spark is provided by Capital Blue Cross, focused on creating a healthier future for our communities through innovations like its Capital Blue Cross Connect Health and Wellness Centers, which provide in-person services and inspire healthy living. Learn more at capitalbluecross.com. The Spark is also supported by UPMC. Choose UPMC for your family's health care needs close to home. Visit upmc.com/centralPA for a complete list of services and locations.
Welcome back to The Spark. I'm your host, Asia Tabb. The York County History Center serves as a major cultural anchor and community space in downtown York. The former electricity generating plant transformed York County 150 years ago. The History Center will be opening a new museum this summer. Ron Hirschner, a longtime volunteer and former board member of the York County History Center, and Joan Mummert, president and CEO of the center, is here to tell us more about this museum. How are you two doing? And thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you so much, Asia.
Okay, great.
We're doing great.
I'm so glad to hear that. Could you tell me a little about the York County History Center for those that are not familiar?
So the York County History Center was started as the Historical Society of York County back in 1895. It was then at one time the York County Heritage Trust and now the York County History Center. And it serves all of York County and South Central Pennsylvania. We interpret over 300 years of history, and we're very pleased to have a new place to share this history with our community.
Wow. And I believe that I saw online that it was an old steam factory. So could you explain to me the significance and why it was refurbished into a new history museum?
So back in the 1880s, electricity came to York City. This plant was started in the 1880s, and it successively grew larger through the 1917, and it served the community with electricity and then eventually steam heat. It powered the trolleys that were in downtown York. And as I mentioned earlier, provided electricity to the city.
Ron,
do you have anything?
No, it was just an integral part of sort of the growth of York as a major industrial, manufacturing, commercial center, was a vibrant part of the late 19th, early 20th century. But like many urban industrial buildings, ceased to have its original purpose until it became available, and the History Center saw that as a great location for its expanded and reinvigorated museum.
What made you two and the board decide it was time to kind of redo the museum or to start this new project?
I'll take that one.
Okay.
The History Center, which has had a couple earlier names, Joan alluded to the Historical Society, and then for a while it was the York County Heritage Trust, had in about 20, 25 years ago begun expanding, acquiring new properties, new artifacts, and it just got to the point where it had significant holdings, but it became unwieldy to display, to interpret, and basically manage and afford all of these acquisitions. And so the thought was there needs to be a more central place, a more diverse place, a more intuitive place to create a museum to bring, you know, the major aspects of York County history into one place and interpret it in a new way that would be available to everybody, would tell everybody's story. And over the past probably 15 years, this concept of York County history being your story came into being. And Joan led that project to develop this museum, which now is a single place you can go and really get immersed as deeply as you want to into your story and how your story fits into your county's, Pennsylvania's, and America's story.
Wow. In
terms of the location, it also helps visitors go to our colonial complex and the Agricultural and Industrial Museum because it's located along the rail trail.
Wow, and that's really interesting because that brought me to my next question. How will this museum help bring in more visitors and kind of build up the area?
I would say it's a unique way of looking at history. It's a state-of-the-art museum. There's a lot of digital technology deployed throughout the museum. We have more than 1,000 photographs. We have films, video, historic films, and new films that we've created. So it makes it a very dynamic place to visit, as Ron said earlier. It is unique among its peer institutions, history institutions in the region. So we think it'll be very different and that people will be attracted to come to York. A lot of great assets in York besides the museum. So lots of things to do.
Did you learn anything interesting while working on the new museum project that maybe you didn't know before?
Ooh. How difficult it is to build a new museum.
Ditto, yes.
And how long has that been in effect, like working on this behind the scenes?
We started 7 years ago on this project. We bought the building in 2015. We started planning with a capital campaign and we're ready to start construction and then COVID hit. So it delayed the construction, made it a little more expensive, but in the long run, I think it made it a better museum because it gave our team more time to do additional research, to talk with people in the community who are historians as well. So you got a better product out of it.
I think, Joan, you were alluding to it earlier, but how will this museum tell the history of York County?
This is the first time in recent memory, so Ron said 20 to 25 years, where there's a comprehensive story of York County in one building. We didn't have that before. We had to send people to our disparate locations. So you can get a good overview of York County history right in this building. And you can dig into whatever subject matter is of interest to you.
Ron, what got you involved with the York County History Center?
Well, that goes back a long way. My first connection to history through the History Center was probably a fifth grade field trip to the Gates House and Plow Tavern. And I've always been interested in history. And when I came back to York after law school, I became a volunteer, involved in activities committees, and then went on the board just as all these things were starting to come together, as these mergers were happening. And then within a few years of being on the board was chair, we had an opportunity to hire a new CEO, Enter Joan, and I've been part of it and been supportive of it. And now it's right outside my office window. So I'm very much connected to it.
We can wave to each other.
About the last 60 years of my life.
Yeah. Ron, you said you saw this, you first seen this when you were in the fifth grade and you've come back and you helped and you've been a part of it. How have you seen the center and the museum grow over that time?
Well, just as the way of interpreting and displaying history and connecting people to history has changed over that period of time. History 50, 60 years ago was focused on sort of, important men doing great things. And it's gotten a lot broader and history's more complex maybe than the way I was taught in fifth grade. And the History Center is trying to do that now. It's telling stories from a lot of different angles. and, connecting people in different ways. And I think that's what's really interesting about the museum. I liken it to, the old museum was like being on a railroad track. You went from A to B. It was a straight destination, a good destination, but it went in one direction. Now I liken it to being on traveling, the back roads of central Pennsylvania. You can go right or left or straight ahead. You don't know where you're going to go. You're going to learn new things depending on which direction you take. And you might find out you're right back where you started, knowing a whole lot more. I just think it's a really cool way. And it is the type of museum that's very much new, similar to like the Gettysburg Visitor Center. It's only about 10 years old or so, or the Lincoln Museum in Springfield, a new type of museum that I think people really can connect to much more easily.
We're speaking about the new museum that's set to open, I think, in August, correct?
Correct. August 2nd is First Friday. That entire weekend, we will be free to the public.
Awesome. And is there any events for the new opening? Because I think there's like a preview for the board members that's coming up.
Actually, we had a preview for donors to the campaign. Mm-hmm. Last weekend, we had member previews as well. So now we're debuting everything and opening up to the general public with a cultural festival over the weekend. Starting Friday night, we will celebrate the York County's 275th birthday, which is in August. And then we will go into the cultural festival on Saturday, and then we're open on Sunday as well.
That's exciting. In York, okay, so the York County History Center, you guys have a big genealogy following and base. Could we talk about that, like your library and archive system?
Ron, why don't you take that?
Sure. Yeah, the original Historical Society was fortunate back in the 1930s to have an executive director named Henry Young, who was a brilliant man and did a great deal, particularly during the Depression years, using resources to build a genealogical library. York County was on the path of many people who came to this country, particularly in the 18th century, early 19th century, came into the eastern ports and came through York County and maybe married here, maybe had some relatives that were baptized here, buried here. And so there's a tremendous genealogical record so that people from Nebraska and California and Texas can trace their roots back to York County. And the library has one of the, just an outstanding genealogical collection. And we get thousands of visitors who come to the York County History Center to trace their genealogy because this might have been their first stop, in America. And it continues to be built. There's a strong genealogical groups in York County that continue to develop and research and connect people's paths, and sometimes find that maybe their ancestry was maybe not what they thought, that their history is more varied, less homogeneous than they thought it might be. But tremendous resources at the History Center.
Wow, that's so amazing. And Ron, how has this center, like, how has it grown over the years?
Yeah, I think as I mentioned, Joan mentioned, it was founded in 1895 by, businessmen, community leaders, including lawyers. I hasten that lawyers and judges were very instrumental in forming the Historical Society. And it collected and interpreted, many important aspects of York County history at the time, but was very narrowly focused at that point. As I mentioned, in the 30s, it began to focus more on genealogical, which is the history of people and their connections, and got a somewhat broader base. In the 1950s, there was a sort of a resurgence of interest in the decorative arts. And the collections of the History Center grew significantly then. interest in clocks and Pennsylvania long rifles and silver and china and pottery, which is a huge part of York County history, and developed a very valuable museum at that point. And then in the 1980s and 90s, they began to look at becoming more diverse and expanded, acquired the Fire Museum, acquired the Bicentennial Commission, which is the Colonial Courthouse, the murals, continued to grow and grow. The Agricultural Industrial Museum merged into the Historical Society to form a new organization. And that got us to the point that we had this really large thing with lots of stuff, important stories to tell, and needed the correct medium to tell that story, which took some time to develop, but ultimately came to birth with the museum now on West Philadelphia Street. So it's been ever evolving. And as the ways to interpret and understand history have changed, so has the History Center evolved and changed.
I would add to the way that we used to tell people about history, it was almost a one-way dialogue. And now, using today's methods, we facilitate people's history. We facilitate their learning. We believe that folks come into museums already with knowledge. And so we tickle that a little bit and make sure that they get what they're looking for.
Awesome. And how do we go about getting tickets to be able to come see the museum in August?
So in August, you won't need a ticket for those 3 days that I mentioned earlier. You could probably go on our website or you can visit us in person. Our hours will be 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday. And we will start experimenting with Sundays in the city so that we'll be open Sunday afternoon from noon until 4.
What are you most excited about with this museum reopening?
I think that because we're telling history in a very different way that's engaging, intriguing, and comprehensive, the feedback we've gotten so far, people are really excited to be able to drive their own experience. And as Ron said, it's no longer a train track where you have to go through time periods. It is your experience. So you can wander, you can be focused. It really is a unique experience and people love it so far.
Why is it
22? 22 years ago, David McCullough spoke in York, the great historian, author of many great books, including John Adams. And he said in his talk here, if we do not teach our children our history, are planting cut flowers. That resonated with me and has ever since, the importance of teaching history so that people understand their roots, understand their foundation. And that's what the History Center is about and what it's going to do for people in Central Pennsylvania and people from all over the country that can find their roots here.
I'm sorry, Joan.
It's okay. Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, Ron, you said that you first attended when you were in fifth grade. So are you also opening up the museum to field trips or for more students or children to come by to learn more about their history in York?
We have a very robust school tour program. So yes, field trips are one of our biggest priorities for the organization. And now field trips can be more robust for students. They can gain more historical knowledge. They can walk from the new History Center down to the Colonial Complex, which is always a very popular destination.
And you said earlier that this is a great way for people to learn to explore York County and the York County History Center. Could you tell us about the History Center for those of us that aren't from York or may not be too familiar?
Sure. So the History Center can give you a broad overview of York County history. The stories that we interpret are much deeper than what we can offer. So we encourage people to go out and explore into the county more than 20 different historic sites and organizations. And we do that using technology to make sure that we might be your starting place and that you then explore the county however you want.
Joan, this is really cool, and I'm sure a lot of people are going to want to be involved. How can we get involved with the York County History Center?
We actually have a volunteer page. We have plenty of volunteers who give tours, who help in the library and archives, with our various programs that we offer. We also have speakers who come in. As Ron mentioned earlier, we need people to help with those types of things. And then we have fundraising events like any good museum does.
And how can we find you? Do we just go to your website? And if so, could you tell us what that is?
Sure. It's yorkhistorycenter.org.
Well, thank you so much. Is there anything I missed that you would like to put out there?
Ron?
I think we've covered it, but history is the way we connect to each other. It's important that we continue to focus on that and make sure that our children learn where they came from, become good citizens and good contributors going forward. And hopefully out there, there's somebody in fifth grade that's going to find the same inspiration for that I did many years ago.
I'm sure they will, Ron. Thank you both so much for being with me, and thank you for listening. Remember, you can join us on Facebook, like our page, The Spark, or you can also hear this conversation again over on our website, WITF.org. Go to Programs and click the spark, and you can also listen to this conversation again. I'm Asia Tabb. You're listening to The Spark, and thank you so much for listening. We hope you enjoy the rest of your day.